morning. It's 8 o'clock on Friday, the 23rd of October. You're listening to Morning Ireland with Rachel English and Áine Lawler. The news is read by Vivian Traynor.
In the United States, Donald Trump and Joe Biden have taken part in the final presidential debate. There were far fewer interruptions compared to their first encounter, but the two candidates did clash on a variety of issues, including the coronavirus, race relations and dealing with foreign governments. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Last night's presidential debate was a far calmer, more civil affair with few interruptions, but there were plenty of clashes. First, on the coronavirus, Joe Biden said anyone who was responsible for so many deaths should not remain president, but Donald Trump defended his handling of the pandemic. He then went on the attack against Joe Biden, accusing his son Hunter of being involved in corrupt business deals with China, Ukraine and Russia. Joe Biden dismissed the claims as malarkey. On race relations, he accused Donald Trump of being one of the most racist presidents in history. President Trump insisted that the African-American community had benefited from his time in office and claimed he was the least racist person in the room. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
The Department of Agriculture has recalled an approved hand sanitizer which had been widely in use in schools. It's emerged that approval for the product was revoked amid public health concerns on Tuesday, but it wasn't announced until last night. Here's our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
According to the Department of Agriculture's Biocidal Product Register, approval for the hand sanitizer was revoked on Tuesday. It states that it should have been withdrawn from use on that date. But confirmation of the recall only came from the Departments of Education and Agriculture shortly before 10:30 last night, 2 days later. The Department of Agriculture said ViraPro PCS 100409 was recalled as prolonged use may cause dermatitis, eye irritation, upper respiratory system irritation and headaches. It's understood it may contain methanol rather than ethanol. Members of the public have been advised to stop using the sanitizer by the Department of Agriculture. The company has not responded to requests for comment. The Department of Education says schools using the sanitizer can close today if they choose. It said additional funding will be provided to schools to purchase supplies from an alternative supplier.
The risk of someone being exposed to COVID-19 in Ireland is now 100 times higher than it was in June. Public health officials are urging people to stay at home during level 5 restrictions to dramatically reduce the spread of the virus. Laura Hogan reports.
For the first time in this pandemic, the 14-day incidence rate of COVID-19 here has now exceeded 300. Back in June, this number was just 3 cases per 100,000 of the population, making the risk of infection 100 times greater now than it was 4 months ago. Health officials say the virus is everywhere, but is concentrated in cities, their surrounding areas and border counties. It's growing at a rate of around 5 to 8%, and the reproductive number is between 1.3 and 1.4. Health officials say the goal of level 5 measures, which is to reduce this down to 0.5 in the next 6 weeks, is realistic.
Gardaí are trying to establish who organised a protest in Dublin city centre yesterday, which resulted in the arrest of 11 people. 9 of those arrested have been charged with public order offences. Here's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí believe this demonstration began with so-called Yellow Vests in Ireland protesters, but was joined by a variety of others, including so-called anti-mask, anti-vax and anti-immigrant protesters. The demonstrators were warned at the first gathering at O'Connell Bridge they were in breach of COVID-19 restrictions, which only allow for people to leave their homes for essential reasons, not for protests. Around 200 people were then prevented by a large force of Gardaí from marching on the convention centre where the Dáil was sitting and subsequently attempting to block Dublin Port. The group then dispersed, but around 50 moved on to Grafton Street, where some broke through a thin line of Gardaí. 11 people were arrested and have since been released. 9 were charged and are due to appear in court on future dates. 2 are being considered for adult cautions. Gardaí say an investigation focused on the organisers is now underway.
The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, has defended controversial government legislation on mother and baby homes, which was passed by the Dáil last night. He said he wanted to make it very clear that his bill would not seal the Commission of Inquiry's archive for the next 30 years. Opposition parties have been highly critical of the legislation. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
There was a highly charged atmosphere in the convention centre last night as TDs debated legislation which would see the transfer of a database relating to mothers and children in homes from the Commission of Inquiry to the Child and Family Agency, TUSLA. While the legislation was passed by a vote of 78 to 67, the vociferous condemnation continued afterwards, with opposition parties slamming the government's approach as sickening, disgraceful and devastating for the survivors of institutional abuse. Opposition deputies were particularly critical of Minister O'Gorman's refusal to accept any amendments to his bill or to delay consideration of the legislation. In a statement afterwards, Minister O'Gorman said he recognised that the debate had generated a huge amount of anger and frustration, something he said was understandable given the state had failed survivors time and time again. However, he argued that under the existing law, the Commission of Inquiry feels it is obliged to delete all of the data, and he said his legislation is 100% aimed at ensuring it's not put beyond the reach of survivors.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Overnight rain will clear this morning to make way for some sunny spells. A few scattered showers are expected and rain will move into the west this evening with some strong winds. Highest temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale or strong gale force tonight on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.